On Friday mornings, we talk about your money, and today we'll talk about your college costs. We're going to go to Pennsylvania for a report on the unusual steps that one small university is taking to win prospective students. It's a marketing campaign that aims to leave no doubt in students' minds that the university wants them. Joel Rose reports.
Wilkes University didn't make Greg Heindel wonder. School officials told him they wanted him over and over and over again, with ads on roadside billboards, on MTV, on MySpace, even on pizza boxes.
That was a huge surprise. People are like texting me pictures of it, and I'm like, I gotta see this. One of my teachers even is like, Greg, I ordered pizza last night. Your name is all over the box.
Heindel still has one of those pizza boxes at his house in Sweet Valley, Pennsylvania. The ad ticks off his resume. Homecoming king, soccer team captain, National Honor Society member. It says, we'll never fit all your accomplishments on this box, but you will fit in at Wilkes University.
Tons of people like ask me about this.
It gets involved in the way that students are talking, saying, we know our students. We're going to get to know you even before we're recruiting you.
Jack Chielli is director of marketing at Wilkes University. Chielli says the traditional college ad campaign, with pictures of diverse, wholesome kids sitting under a tree with their laptops, it just doesn't work like it used to. He says people in the higher education business have a name for that picture, three under a tree.
I go to a lot of marketing conferences, and everyone bemoans the three under a tree picture. And I think more and more schools are looking for ways to break out of that.
Wilkes first tried the more direct approach last year, and it seemed to work. The school enrolled its biggest freshman class ever, including five of the six students featured in the campaign. High school senior Nicole Pollack saw those ads, too.
I just never really thought about applying there. But then when I saw that, it made me go online and look at Wilkes, and then it seemed like Wilkes would be better for me.
This year, Pollack is one of eight seniors featured in the ads. Nicole and her mother, Colleen, say they found the attention flattering.
I couldn't believe it. The first reaction I had was I started crying. I just thought how they laid these ads out to catch people's attention was amazing and how they personalized it to her.
Nicole Pollack and Greg Heindel both say they're going to Wilkes in the fall. It's not the cheapest school around. At $34,000 a year, Wilkes costs a lot more than Pennsylvania State University, for instance. Heindel says his decision had less to do with the unconventional ad campaign and more to do with the $13,000 a year in scholarship money Wilkes was offering. Even Wilkes officials admit that not every student featured in the campaign is going to enroll. I'm here at a high school softball game in Allentown, Pennsylvania, where senior Kristen Pekka is playing right field for Central Catholic. What did the billboard say exactly?
Well, the one on 78, which was a little embarrassing, said, hey, Kristen Pekka, only your closest friends at Central Catholic call you Pekka Leka Leka. When they said my name was going to be on a billboard, I had no idea that it was going to be on the two biggest highways in the Lehigh Valley. So my phone did not stop ringing.
But it didn't quite close the deal for you, I guess.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad.
Pekka says she's going to the University of Scranton instead because it has a better nursing program. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.